T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, how did it get left off in the first place? That's a pretty big whoopsie.
It is. It is. And they didn't check the right box to get it on there. You could blame it on the lawyers that are handling the campaign, because they're the ones responsible for filling out the paperwork. And don't think that Gavin Newsom himself sits there and reviews it. So they missed it. And they asked Shirley Weber, you know, can you put it back on? She said no. And so now they're doing what lawyers do, which is taking the matter to court. And, you know, what the court rules remains to be seen. But I got to tell you, Patty, I think just about everybody knows that, A, Gavin Newsom is the governor, and, two, that he's a Democrat.
That would be my next question to you, and that is, how important is the designation?
It's not important, but, you know, in politics and in elections, you do what you do, and if you make a mistake, you try to correct it. And sometimes in the process of making a mistake, you make a story bigger than it is, and it brings into questions, okay, what's the competence here? What are people thinking? But, like, get down to the brass tacks of what we're dealing with here on a recall is not, you know, something like this. This is not going to make that big of a difference. It might probably make any difference at all. What's going to make a difference is when the election is and how Gavin Newsom stands when this election is. We've had a move this week. We've seen it in the state legislature. They've changed the rules to try to speed up the election date, to waive a couple of the review processes on granting the money, the $250 million it's going to take to do this, but looks like, I don't care what trial they try to, you know, reset the deck, it's probably going to happen in mid-September, because no matter what the lawmakers or politicians are thinking or Democratic strategists are thinking about trying to get the election earlier when Gavin is still popular, is that the county officials say we need that time to get this thing together. So that's an important move.
So if the headline today is that Governor Gavin Newsom is taking the woman that he appointed to Secretary of State to court, does this produce bad blood between the two of them, or are both of their roles kind of expected?
I think both of their roles are kind of expected. Let's go to the flip side. Let's say that Shirley Weber, a former lawmaker herself from Southern California, had gone on with the governor and said, oh, okay, I'll change it back. You could bet dollars to donuts that the Republican opponents that the governor's going to be facing would say, here, the fix is in. First, we have the legislature try to move up the date of the election, and now we have Shirley Weber allowing him to flagrantly, you know, disregard the rules. So he understands, no, she's in a political position. She has to follow the rule book. He's got to follow the rule book. And that's the way it goes. And it's going to continue to go, because this is a very watched election, not just in the state of California, but in the country. And as we all know, elections and votings have been topic number one and continue to be part of a center debate between Republicans and Democrats. And this is going to be one of the test cases.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.